The head coach and GM joins us now. Derek, how you doing? And give me a, was this one of those electrifying speeches, or did you say nothing at halftime?
You know what? Honestly, it really wasn't. When I watched our game again today, we were down 7-1, and I didn't really think it was a 7-1 game. I thought Tyler Richards was just unconscious for them the entire night, actually. And we finally got to him. So, you know, they did a nice job on offense, you know, doing some things against their defense that you need to do. And we made some adjustments along the way. And in terms of Bold, you know, he'd been a little bit under the weather and sick all week. And I kind of had a short leash on him anyway. And when I pulled him, we were pulling him for the night because he just wasn't himself. And you could kind of tell he was sitting back in his goal line a little bit. And it's a pretty good indication when he plays that way that he's not at his best. So Brody went in there and did a great job. And we just kept, you know, the halftime was really about sticking with the plan. And because we were getting a lot of good opportunities on offense, and Richards was making saves, and we were hitting some iron, and we just thought if we kept grinding away, the key was that we had to stop them first, and we did. I mean, we shut them down really from about, I thought, you know, 5 or 6 minutes left in the second quarter. We really closed the door on them, and that was partly our defense and partly Brody McDonald. So, it was stick to it and just keep kind of grinding away. And as we always say, rock, chisel, hammer, and good things are going to happen, and we'll break the rock, and away we go. So it was a good comeback win for us.
Well, yeah, you look at when Brody McDonald comes in, he only allowed 2 goals in the 38-plus minutes that he played. The 44-plus minutes that he played in that game. And, you know, that's huge in lacrosse. I don't think people really understand. Like, 2 goals in 44 minutes, Derek, you know, that's, you know, you're talking setting an NLL record if it was a 60-minute game. And that was McDonald's first appearance. Just we saw this last year when he came off the bench for you. He played very well. Does he make you think that you might want to give him a start at some point this season?
Yeah, we've talked about it, and you know, we've got 2 back-to-backs that are both tough ones because they're both on the road, both games. You know, there's a Rochester-Toronto, with the Toronto being an afternoon game following the night game. And the other one is travel from Colorado to Calgary. So, you know, a day of game travel and that. So those are the ones you really look at. But we have a lot of confidence in him. You know, he likes his role. He's good at coming off the bench. He's gaining more and more experience all the time. He works pretty hard at his game. And he went in there and played with a lot of confidence and made key saves because, you know, a couple of those go in and we're talking a different story here. So he was great and certainly deserving of having a look for a start. You know, Aaron's our number one, but we have a lot of confidence that if needed and if we feel, you know, he's kind of earned a start, then we are pretty confident we can throw him in there and he'll do a good job for us.
Derek, Mark Matthews, he's been very good for you all season long, but Matt, in the second half, that might have been his most dominant performance, even though point-wise, you know, I say only 4, but, you know, he's had 9-point games and such. He had 4 points in that second half, but he really seemed to control your offense despite facing a lot of double teams.
Yeah. He's one of those guys, don't wake the bear. You know, I think he got a little angry with some of the stuff that was kind of, you know, some cheap shots and things like that. And I think he was woken up a little bit and he took the game over. And he's such a physical player. And the thing that I liked again, and we talk about this a lot with Mark, is obviously a great player with the ball. But his 2 goals that he scored were without the ball. You know, off ball, one was a straight cut. He just ran by his guy because he's so strong. And the other ones, he caught it like off ball and went to the net right away underneath and dove and scored. So, you know, that's what we like a lot about Mark's game is he's a willing guy to play without the ball just as much as he is with the ball on the stick. And that's a big part of our team offense. And when we got him buying into that, you know, you're pretty sure that the rest of the group's going to buy into that as well. So that shows some leadership on his part. And certainly, as you said, he took the game over in the second half.
Derek Keenan, GM and head coach of the Rush, join us. You're 4-0. You have to be pretty happy overall. You mentioned even though the score, you were down 7-2 at one point, you felt like you were getting a lot of good looks. You always want to build and continue on things. Offensively, is there anything about your game offensively that you would like to see improved?
Yeah, you know, again, watch their film this morning, and yeah, there were some things that I didn't think we swung the ball well enough at times. We, you know, a lot of our game is on ball pick, swing the ball, hit roll guy, and we hung onto the ball too long. We didn't have outlets available at times too. We were playing too low, so we need to have a little bit better spacing. And it, you know, sometimes that happens when we've had a lot of success on offense, and then guys tend to get a little bit complacent and forget about, you know, how we got there, and we really need to get back to basics, and we'll work on that this Friday night at practice, and hopefully get some good two-on-twos and three-on-threes, and that really gets you back to basics and how we want to play our offense. And I think we got away from that a little bit. Mind you, again, we had some really good opportunities, I think, based more on individual play, I think, than, you know, I thought Curtis Knight created a lot, and obviously Mark did, and Zach Greer did as well, and you know, Corey Conway, and I thought, you know, a number of those guys. But our team overall offense, I think we need to make a couple of adjustments or get back to where we were in terms of our spacing, especially.
Any injuries?
No, we're healthy so far. Touch wood. I mean, we're. You know, I mean, that was a physical game. It was a grinder, and I think we had some guys banged up, but nothing too serious, I don't think.
Derek, now you've got the Rochester Nighthawks coming to town, the two-time defending champs. They beat you guys in the championship 2 years ago, and I know that, you know, you've still got a lot of your guys who are on that team, but a lot of your forwards, not so much. Obviously, when they're the two-time champs, they're the best team in the league until someone takes a championship from them. Is this a real big statement game for you? I know you're 4-0 and you're happy with your start, but you look and say, man, I really want to see how my team measures up to the two-time champs.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're a benchmark team, much like I feel Calgary are still. And we had a big win against them a couple weeks ago. So, you know, they're defending champs, and we played them twice last year and beat them both times. So I'm sure they're going to be ready for us as well. But yeah, I watched them play, and you know, I know they had a loss in the weekend, but they're a really disciplined team. They play their systems extremely well. They basically have the same group on offense, with the exception of Micah Kersey, that they've had, you know, the last few years. And Dan Dawson, I think, has really raised the level of his play this year. He seems a lot more comfortable with the group that he's with, you know, being his second year there. Cody Jamison's one of the best players in the world, and he's just a horse with the ball, and lots of skill. And then they play a real tight defense, very disciplined. They like to play a half-floor game, you know, and slow tempo at times, yet capable of pushing in transition, you know, especially with Brad Self, pretty good goal scorer in transition. So they have everything, and they have a great goaltender, and it's going to be a really tough game for us. We're going to have to bring our best.
Head coach and GM of the Russia, Derek Keenan, joins us. Derek, I haven't had a chance to talk to you about the Dane Stevens trade that you made last week. Just clearing up a roster spot more than anything for you?
You know, just numbers. I mean, he was eligible to come off the holdout list, and we had to do something with him. We either had to do that or put Alex Turner back in the practice roster. And the problem I have with that is Alex is, he's a very committed guy. He doesn't say a boo about anything. You know, he's been a healthy scratch, even though he scored two goals first game of the season. He's been a healthy scratch, and he's very committed to the team, and a great team guy. And I just felt that, you know, by doing that, I didn't think it was the best thing for our team chemistry and for our locker room. So we had an opportunity to get at least something for Dane, and, you know, a fourth-round pick, fine. You know, it was more of a case of just being comfortable, I think, with who we have right now on our team, and not wanting to upset that chemistry.
You look at your offense, you've had now three games to see Church. He missed the first game due to illness. Now he's been in. Give me your assessment of him. How's he fitting into your offense?
Getting better every week, I think. Getting more accustomed to the pace of the play, which is, of course, a very fast pace, more than he's accustomed to it. You know, at the junior and even the senior A level and the WLA. So he's a very intelligent player, really understands our system, what we want to do. starting to finish the ball better. Missed a couple of real good opportunities again the weekend, but you know that's he's got some automatic shots that he's probably had a lot of success with that he needs to adjust on and read more what the goalies are doing and how they're reacting instead of you know taking his automatic that he scored on for years probably. But very skilled guy, intelligent player, and just keeps getting better every week. And I thought he was good again on the weekend.
Well, Derek, continued success, off to a great start, and we'll see how you guys match up against the two-time champs Saturday night.
Great. Thanks very much.